After a 5-year-old boy was tested positive to COVID-19 in the Upper West region 2 days ago, an 11-month-old child, including the father and the mother, have all tested positive to the COVID-19 in the Wa municipality. The viral surge is creating more fear and panic in the Upper West region, as many are suggesting closing down of schools across the country.
Only way they can do is to let them go home, because at the various houses, we will be able to still manage them and even monitor the kids very well, as compared to leaving them in schools and then them going to school again.
Life is more important than any other thing.
The family of three are now taking their treatment from their personal residence in the Wa municipality. Some residents have described the current situation as worrying.
I am very, very worried, in the sense that children, particularly babies that old, it's difficult to put masks on them. At the same time, it's very difficult to control people who have access to your baby.
I'm very, very worried because kids, for instance, play a lot and then they socialize a lot. Looking at the instance in which we are now, these kids have been back to school, and then the way they play, though they observe the social protocol, special protocols and then other stuffs, but when it comes to mingling with each other, you can see that they don't observe this protocol, especially when they goes to eat. They goes to take off their nose masks, eat together, talk a lot, and then go back to class to sit down.
The worries, there are too many. The children, they are our future leaders. If it happens that we lose them or something happens to them, so definitely we are losing the leaders too. And then looking at things, you, like if you're an adult, the way you suffer, and then as compared to the children, you see that it's not good.
Cumulatively, the Upper West region have more than 188 cases, with 46 active and 6 deaths. The Member of Parliament for the Nedolokale constituency, Honorable Anthony Suma, has also called for some social gatherings to be banned.
Churches, funerals, in fact, and we should find a way around markets, because the enforcement is not something we can vouch for. So while we say that when you go to church, social distance must be maintained, people should wear masks, and you see people violating that. In the markets, you see people violating that. So I think that with the way the numbers are going and soaring, we may have to ban or restrict some social gatherings. Regarding schools, I'm really worried.
For Asasi News, my name is Muniru Ibrahim.